They just broke up.
Uh-huh. He asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, she turned him down.
Uh-huh. They were engaged, and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, no, I can't think of another way right now.
And you said she didn't turn it down. You said they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Yeah, got hooked up or...
Uh-huh. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
Bridegroom. Best man.
Mm-hmm. And the woman that stands up with the bride?
It's bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, people would get married. Other people in the community would come around their house at night and
serenade them.
What would a serenade be?
Well, I don't know what they do for a bride, but on Christmas, they'd ring bells and blow French harps and make music on guitars and the like.
They just do that on Christmas?
Go around. Well, that's the only time I've ever been serenaded.
Uh-huh. Would you have to be married to be serenaded?
That time that I was serenaded, I was living, my mother and father and Lou and I lived together and I wasn't married.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a shivery?
Yeah.
And what was that?
Well, I don't know what it was. It's something they did for the boy, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. They called that
I guess today they have a shower for him.
Uh-huh. But what did they call it back then?
Well, I think it's just kind of a kidding outfit. Kidding. They just kidded him. I don't know.
What did they call it, though?
They called it a shivery.
Uh-huh.
Shivery.
And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about direction? Like, if you'd been to Houston, you'd say, last week I went.
Down to Houston.
Why would you say down?
Well, to me it's down. You go down. But I think that's true. You really do go. I don't think you go up to Houston, but you go up to Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say up to Dallas?
Well, it's now I don't know for sure that Dallas is any higher than Marshall, but it's just this. It just seems like you go up to Dallas.
What would you say over about?
Well, you go over to my friend's house.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
All of them.
The...
Whole bunch.
Uh-huh. Any other terms besides bunch?
Whole group.
Did you ever hear shooting match?
Yeah. Well, a group of men would meet and shoot at a target or shoot or something like a turkey or something like
that. Uh-huh. And they'd call that a...
Shooting match.
Do you ever hear the term shooting match used to mean a group? Just any group?
Well, yes, it wouldn't be any set group.
Uh-huh.
That I know of.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a...
Dance.
What would you call a dance that you'd have at home?
Well, just... At home, you just dance at home.
Uh-huh.